3E Emotional Health. Exercise 2, page 54.
Look on the bright side. A day without laughter is a day wasted. Charlie Chaplin.
By the time I got to the community centre, I was already 5 minutes late. When I finally found the room, a diverse group of young and old people were wandering around, pointing at each other and giggling. It was one of the most ridiculous sights I had ever seen, but I shouldn't have been so taken aback, because this was a laughter yoga class. Laughter yoga was started in 1995 in Mumbai, India, by Madan Kataria, a doctor. He had been looking into the medical advantages of laughter and found that a great way to relieve stress was to laugh for 15 to 20 minutes every day. He formed a public laughter club in a park, and before long, a new movement combining laughter and special breathing exercises had been created. The idea took off, and unbelievably, there are now around 5,000 laughter yoga classes taking place around the world. At first, I was very skeptical. How could a bit of silly giggling feel like exercise? Our instructor, Marianne, explained that laughter reduces stress, improves circulation, tones muscles, and even helps the respiratory system. In fact, just the simple act of smiling, she said, tricks our bodies into thinking we are happy, as it releases stress-fighting hormones called endorphins. Well, I was certainly willing to try it to help me let off steam after my stressful week. As warm-up exercises, Marianne asked us to walk around the room while chanting and clapping. Afterwards, we lay on the floor, kicking our legs in the air, and to my surprise, I started to snigger. Then, we pretended to joke with old friends and drink from imaginary teacups. The room was soon full of chuckles, giggles, and roars of laughter. I have to admit, the laughter was contagious. At the end of the session, I felt refreshed. It was as if a weight had been lifted from my shoulders. Before we left, Marianne gave us a list of easy actions for joyful living and told us to try out some before the next class. The list included simple things such as meditation, helping a neighbor, learning a new skill, or even stopping to admire a wild flower or looking up at a starry night sky. That should be easy enough, I thought. Firstly, I tried meditating for 10 minutes each morning. I sat silently with my eyes closed and focused on my breathing while observing my thoughts. At first, that was hard. But as the week progressed, the clutter in my mind was eventually replaced with a feeling of peace and calm. The next thing I did was offer to help an elderly neighbor carry her shopping bags home. She appreciated it, and I felt lighter in my step afterwards. Friday was a terrible day. I stepped in a huge puddle, got soaking wet on my way to college, and then my car wouldn't start, so I had to catch 2 trains home. Taking advice from Marianne's list, at the end of the day, I wrote down 3 positive things that happened that day. My friend brought me a warm drink when I arrived at the college. I listened to my favorite music on the journey home. My brother promised to look up my car for me the next day. I read somewhere that happiness doesn't just happen, you have to work at it. But I found that it doesn't actually take that much work. So, try it out for yourself. You don't have to go to a laughter yoga class. You can smile and laugh more. Look for small ways to bring joy to others and yourself. And focus on the positive things in your life, not the negative. I don't think you'll regret it.